sang this song to me. There was a message in its melody, sweetest lyrics that I ever heard.
This is Stephanie Wilson Colvin with the Champagne Connection, with your A Sip of Inspiration and your Champagne Moment. Mind Games. Often, we look at our accomplishments, possessions, and the state of our finances and wonder what happened. What went wrong? We know something has gone terribly awry, yet we are unable to identify the cause, nor are we able to provide a diagnosis. We begin to review our life and our habits. We even discard all physical clutter. We are aware of the power of the mind to create, but we overlook the fact that it is the state of our mind that creates our experience. We are more comfortable working with what's in the outer. To us, our inner self appears to be far too mysterious. We fail to remember that we are in control of our mind. At any point in our lives, we are actively engaged in the past or the future. If we honestly analyzed our thoughts, we would discover that we seldom focus on the now. We allow our minds to ponder yesterday's activities and conversations that occurred long ago. We replay experiences in the past, relive old hurts, and when we look at our demonstrations, we seem surprised. No matter how smart we are, how well developed our intellect, or how much savvy we possess, we cannot outsmart life. What we think about will manifest. It is the law. Because we ask, seek, and knock using our thoughts. As you listen to my words, what other scenes are playing in your mind? How well are you able to stay in the now? Because the experiences that occur in our lives are based upon our beliefs. We are constantly living what we believe and not what we pray for. The Bhagavad Gita reminds us, when the mind constantly runs after the wandering senses, it drives away wisdom like the wind blowing a ship off course. In order to improve the quality of your demonstrations, strive to live in the moment must become paramount. We give more power and energy to good eating habits and exercise than we do to the power of our thoughts. If your mind is cluttered and allowed to constantly wander, no amount of outer activity will save you. Error thoughts have the power to poison and destroy the best intentions. Today, at this moment, make it your goal to stay in the moment. Watch your thoughts and diligently discard any that do not support your goals. Remember, life is too short to drink cheap champagne. Dream big and live the life that you have imagined.
Life's too short to drink cheap champagne, so I decided to buy me a better brand to taste with my